Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, let's catch up with the outstanding coach of the Warriors after the big win last night. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet only from Xfinity. Coach Kerr, thanks as always so much for your time. Let's start with Steph Curry. As we said last time, we know you're not a doctor, but it sounds like the press release today and the news on Steph Curry, very encouraging. What was your reaction to the news we got today?
I didn't even know there was a press release, frankly, but I've been watching him progress each day and watching him work, and so I knew obviously that he was coming along well, but what did the release say?
It basically said he's coming along well, and now he's doing some scrimmage.
In all fairness, Coach, there was also Woj reported he went beyond the press release from the team, cited sources, and I know you can't comment on any of this, even if you wanted to, and there seemed to be a suggestion that Steph could be back on the upcoming road trip, perhaps as soon as Saturday. That's what fans are hearing. That's what fans are throwing around. And like I say, that wasn't the official team release, but that's why people are getting pretty excited about where Steph is right now.
Okay. Well, thanks for clarifying.
A thing you didn't know and didn't really care about.
I'm taking the day off, so I haven't followed any of that stuff. In fact, I apologize for being 10 minutes late to this interview. I was completely oblivious. So anyway, good to chat with you guys. And yes,
thanks for coming. See you next week.
Yeah, take care. We're excited about Steph, and whenever it happens. I mean, he's doing well, and he'll scrimmage again tomorrow, and we'll see how he responds and how he's doing, and hopefully it's sooner rather than later. But in the meantime, our guys are doing a great job of just keeping us afloat and racking up some wins. And amazingly, we went from like 10th to 5th in about 24 hours, I think.
Coach, we like to say, it's kind of cliche, defense is all about effort, but it's also about skill and scheme. They matter too. The level of defense you played the last couple of games, the different schemes you've used, are we perhaps seeing this team reestablish a sense of identity?
Well, I think it'll take more than two games for that to happen, but I think we are seeing our team establish some grit and some chemistry and a little bit of momentum here, and that's exciting. Hopefully this recent defensive play will continue. We got a really tough matchup with the Clippers tomorrow. So I think it takes a longer run than just two games to really make that statement, but I like the path that we're on.
You've had two game runs like this earlier in the year. Is there anything about this one that strikes you as different, or I mean, is it simply a matter of do it more than twice, do it on the road? Is that really what the litmus test is at this point?
Yeah, just the fact that I even said two game run, I mean, that's like an oxymoron, right? That's two games is not a run. Yeah. I think that's the point.
So it's a runlet.
We have runlet.
So
you say?
Yeah.
Runlet. Yeah. I mean, we've got to do more than just win a couple. We had the one stretch in December when we won five in a row, gathered some momentum, and you know, and then got Steph back, and then Steph got the injury again. So, and then Wiggs, has been out. So it feels like we've, just sort of been trying to find it and then hit with something and trying to find it. But this feels a little different. It just feels, I guess, because we're down to 20 games left and we can see the finish line. We can see Steph's impending return. Hopefully this is all a sign that our team's coming together and that we're going to get healthy and be in a really good place.
What does it tell you, if anything, that in the 24 games he's missed, you guys are 12-12, and that the wheels actually haven't come off?
Well, it tells me that our guys have been fighting like crazy, and that they deserve a lot of credit. I know it's been a season where there's been plenty of criticism, lots of it justified, but I think it's important to see how guys have responded to the adversity too. And we've got a lot of guys who have really stepped up and played big minutes for us and played well. Last night, yet again, another great Dante DiVincenzo performance, and Lamb and Kuminga and Ty Jerome all coming off the bench and playing well. And we're getting a great version of Klay Thompson. I think this is the best he's looked in the year and a half now since he returned, or whatever it is, 14 months. So we're with a lot of really positive signs, and the guys are hanging tough. We're 12-12 without Steph, and also Wiggs for, I would think, the majority of those 24 games. So it's exciting to see them do it.
Coach, 29 from Jordan Poole last night. He had 6 assists. We know that you had a sit down with him. What from your conversation with Jordan Poole would you be willing to share with us in terms of how it may have related to his play last night?
Well, don't take it personally, but nothing.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. No, those conversations are private, and I think it was picked up on camera, and that was how it made it out. But I have visits with players all the time. I mean, that's what coaching is. It's not drawing a play on a board. It's communicating with your players and trying to help them be the best versions of themselves. And so all season long, these conversations happen, whether it's with me or with our assistant coaches. The player, we're communicating with our players constantly, trying to help them get better. And each one really faces a unique set of circumstances, not only on the court, but off, and it's up to us to understand those circumstances and really connect with our guys and try to coach them and get to know them as well as we can, because those things go hand in hand.
Are you surprised that the conference is still as convoluted as it was a month ago and 2 months ago? Would you have expected under, I don't want to say normal conditions, but would you have expected by now that some teams would have either pulled away or dropped off?
Yeah, I would have expected that, because that's normally been the case over the years. I mean, I've never seen it like this. I do wonder if the play-in format is part of what we're seeing. Maybe in the past you would have seen a couple of more teams not go for it at the trade deadline, and maybe fade. I don't want to use the word tank, but maybe not push as hard to get into the play-in range. So maybe that's part of it. I think also it's legitimately a season where everybody's had injuries. Every team up and down the West has just been hit with injuries, and so it's been an inconsistent year for most of us.
Does it make it more difficult for you to try to figure out, what games you can maybe take the foot off the gas a little bit? Because every game now is the difference, as you said, between fifth and ninth.
I don't feel like we can ever take our foot off the gas pedal this year. So I just think we're just trying to fight our way through everything. So, we're just taking a game to game, and whoever's available is available. Let's just try to win tomorrow night and see what happens.
Coach, I wanted to ask you about Jonathan Kuminga and how his game has expanded this year. I know there was over the weekend, I think he didn't shoot the ball well, but I think he had 9 assists of 2 games. And I also was hoping you could settle a dispute Ray and I are having, because that dunk he had last night and the Shaedon Sharpe dunk, I think it's very rare in one NBA game that we have 2 dunks of that caliber. Ray says that happens all the time. I mean, I don't think so. You've played in games. You've coached for a long time. Who's right on that front? And how about the way Kuminga's game has been expanding at times this year?
Yeah, I'm more with Ray on that one.
They were both
special dunks, but this is the NBA, man. These guys are incredible athletes. I think we see a lot of high flying stuff these days. As for JK, he's really doing well. You know, he's learning so much every game, and frankly, he needs to, because he's such a young player. He's so raw. He doesn't have a ton of basketball experience, and so every second he can get on the floor, whether it's in practice or in the games, is really important for him. And he's playing well. He's doing a really good job defensively on the ball, and learning more and more about spacing and cutting. That was a good example of a play where he kind of circled behind the defense and got to the opening. Ty Jerome found him, and it was a really nice play from both guys. But, J.K.'s young and talented, and we're just trying to coach him along, and he's doing a great job.
You said earlier in our conversation that this was a day where you were sort of, quote, out of it, meaning that I would take that you basically took a day away from basketball just to take away a day away from basketball. Is that harder to do this year when there are 9 teams in that group of 10 who are playing tonight and that your curiosity might get the best of you? Or can you really not watch a game tonight?
No, I mean, I was watching our game from last night. I haven't turned on League Pass yet. That probably comes in an hour or so, but I was watching our game this afternoon, but we did not practice this morning. So, took the morning off. And on a day like this, with a back-to-back coming, I think it really is important to just at least take part of the day and get away. But it's rare to get a full day this time of year, and I couldn't quite do it.
Steve, we look at teams, NBA teams, often that are struggling defensively, and it's hard to figure out realistically how a team can improve defensively. It's easy to say, we have to be better defensively, but how do you do that? Last year, as you well know, you guys were 2nd in the league in defensive rebounding percentage. I remember you saying that surprised you as much as anything about your team at the time. This year, you're 13th. The numbers were excellent last night. So is that an area, I'm not saying you're terrible at it this year, but is that an area in which the defense realistically can continue to get better if you continue to improve in that department?
Yeah, I think those things often go hand in hand, Whitey. You know, you just, if you play a good defensive possession, you're generally in position to box out and to get a board. So they do go together. And I think, when you talk about last year, it's tough for me to compare the two seasons. I just feel like the personnel groupings are so different.
Sure.
And that was a championship team that ultimately, we won 53 games, I think, and won a title. So we're trying to reach that level of play this year, but it's been a much different roster and a lot of injury, missed games for injury. But we got, this has more been about trying to pull the team together and get the young guys to really get up to speed. And it's been a fun year in that regard. I think our fans are, even though they might be frustrated, I think they must be entertained, because we're doing a lot of interesting stuff.
When you saw that Damian Lillard went for 71 on Sunday night, were you gratified with the likelihood that he wasn't going to go for 70 again?
Yeah, that may or may not have had something to do with our game plan last night. So, that guy's incredible. He really is. And there's no way we were going to give him free rein. When we played him in Portland a couple weeks ago, he lit us up. And the biggest thing was the free throws. I think he went 16 for 16 from the line. And so the biggest goal last night was to limit his free throws, and we were able to do that. He only got five, but that took a huge effort with a lot of schemes and a lot of individual defense. And, that's the guy you have to game plan for when you play Portland.
So just to sum up, Steve, some of the things you've said, some of the things that Bob Myers said today on the station, Warrior fans excited again. There's a runlet here, two games, and we've seen that before this year. So in your view, why do you think there's a good chance that this could be real, this could be the start of something rather than, you're winning streak and then you're losing again, as we've seen so far this year?
I think just the nature of these last couple games, coming back from down big to both Minnesota and Portland, what the locker room felt like, after the game, just the measure of grit that existed, it felt good, and it felt a little different than it felt earlier in the year.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, since you've been downtime today, you probably didn't see this. There was a poll in The Athletic, and maybe you heard about it. 101 former NBA players were asked a lot of questions, and one of the questions was, which current NBA coach would you most want to play for? And congratulations, you got, I think, 28% of the vote. You were the number one answer. Former NBA players, I want to play for Steve Kerr. How about that, coach?
That's very flattering. I did not know that. That's great to hear.
Who finished second, by the way?
I think it was Pop. I have to double check. Yeah.
Wow, that's a dichotomy.
There was one player, I think his name was Stephen Howard. He used to play for Dallas, and he just said, he had a quote that, Steve Kerr sounds like he gives you a chance to, work your way into a system and understand what's going on and treat you respectfully. So anyway, congratulations. I thought it should have been, by a wider margin, but you were the number one answer, coach, so good for you.
I think they just enjoy the fact that I allow my team to turn it over 18 times.
That's a remarkably charitable attitude, and I'm wondering if that's the difference between you and Pop, that he tends to frown on turnovers more than you do.
I do think part of my philosophy is giving the players a lot of freedom, because I think one of the reasons Steph and Clay are who they are is because they are so audacious, they're so daring, and I don't want them to ever lose that. I'd like for them to take care of, a little better care of the ball, but if that's how it is, then I think we'll take it.
Thanks, coach. We'll let you go on this one. We see this with a lot of coaches. We obviously, Draymond quite often will come to you and, circling the finger, like, we got to review that. And I wonder what it's like for a coach. Obviously, there's a lot of things that go into it, score, time. But how difficult is that sometimes when you're, okay, this is a player who's playing his ass off and he wants me to review something? I'm not really sure I want to. How delicate can that decision be when you've got a player, and often it's Draymond, but not always, giving you the circling, like, yeah, we got to review that?
It's a great question, and it really depends on circumstances. We do that every once in a while, usually for Draymond, but it depends on the time and score. If you really need to save it, you save it. But every once in a while, you just got to back your guy and go with it.
I would think if there's a decision like that that involves like a score and a foul, then it's like, I'm not going to get more out of it than get like maybe points removed and have a foul removed. So, I'm sure that's part of it too sometimes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Factor all that stuff in. Plus, are you going to lose a timeout or not? So, there's a lot to sort through.
All right, coach, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow night and the rest of the way.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll see you later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.